has been quite a sense of globalization in the economy for the last 15 to 20 years. And I think if you've read books like The World is Flat and other books that talk about the importance of India and China and all the countries that are doing a lot more with supplying a lot of our goods and also employees as well, there's a lot of that going on. You know, I think that if you think about the growth of those Asian countries, you have to kind of look at where they came from too, because many of them have been in wars in the last 25 to 40 years, maybe even more recently. And there's been a pretty dramatic growth in many of those countries, and it hasn't been necessarily that gradual over time. And so, like for example, I think, what's the number of cell phone users in China? I think it's just amazing the growth that it has in the short time that they've done that. But they didn't have the infrastructure issues, right? They didn't have to go through that first line of having the landlines to deal with, so that they just kind of grew that quickly, right? So, but I think one of the things that will be interesting to see is as Asia grows and continues to grow, I think that they're going to, I don't think they've reached their capacity yet as far as reaching their productivity and economic growth. It'll be interesting to see how this kind of fast growth, there might be some social challenges and societal issues that come out of this. Because I'm sure that with that kind of a growth, there has to be some level of, something is lost in that conversation when you grow that quickly. And there's going to be some catch-up that needs to be done, especially in the area of people management, especially as these companies start to grow. How do you lead these types of people in the talent that they have?